Rishus Avi Mori. We're holding my Simon Kufa in Zayin. Things that I've brought, Betoicha Suda and Achar Suda. We'll call for this, the Gemara Brachis, and Dachbim Aleph and Beis. Rabbi Chiyah there says, anything that's brought during the Suda is top of the pass, whether it's Machmas HaSuda, not Machmas HaSuda, whether it's Toich, whether it's the Soif of the Suda, everything is top of the pass. That's Rabbi Chiyah Shito. However, the Gemara goes on further, being done on Papa, Hilchus says not that way. The Gemara makes three levels out of it. If it's Machmas HaSuda and Toich HaSuda, then there's no bracha before and no bracha afterwards. If it's not Machmas HaSuda, but still Toich HaSuda, then there's a bracha in front of it and not afterwards. If it's the case of La'ach HaSuda, they need two brachas, once before and one afterwards. That's the Gir Salifanenu. Now, first understand, what is the Kimt over here that we're discussing? We're bringing something to Toich HaSuda, Machmas HaSuda. What's the definition of Machmas HaSuda? So there's a basic machlokes over here, pshat, between Rashi and Tosfos, what the definition of Machmas HaSuda is. Rashi writes clearly a few times that you have pas, and something they eat with pas is nichol negeda of Machmas HaSuda. That means the relish you put on top of the pas, the thing you eat together with the pas, that's Machmas HaSuda. However, he says things that are eaten during the Suda, but not with the pas, like daiso, any cereal, or any cabbage you write, kruv, it's coming to Muslims, it's coming for Sviya. Does not make a difference. The locha is, it's not Machmas HaSuda, and therefore we make a bracha on top of it. That means, clearly, I want Hogum is Manazah. It's not like Rashi. According to Rashi, the definition of Machmas HaSuda is eating it with pas. It's not eaten with pas, any kruv, any balsar, any dicer, anything, we make a bracha on top of that.
So the whole thing is like an ikar tafel kind of palapa?
That's how Rashi learns, correct. Come on, Tosfos, and there's a bunch of questions on Rashi. And therefore, Rav Yishanim go like the Malach Tosfos. Tosfos calls it the Rishito. He says, no, the Suda here is anything that the Derech is to be brought with the Suda. That's Nichol Negeda of Machmas HaSuda. The different Lashon, how exactly they say it over, the Lashon of Tosfos is, since it's coming inside the pass, it's Nichol Negeda of Machmas HaSuda. Lashon of the Ben Yonah, according to Riyaz Zokin, he says, anything that's coming inside HaSuda, an example is like Basar, or Gvino, or Dogim, anything that's coming inside the Suda, gives you koyach, energy, mazayim, anything coming to lasbiya, that's nichol negeda machmas HaSuda. What's not machmas HaSuda? Something like kinoach, something that's sweet, something like peris. So according to Tosfos, the chiluk over here is, not the definition with pas or without pas, definition is, what's coming to lasbiya, what's for mazayim, what's coming inside the Suda practically, not with the pas, but mitzad the Suda in and of itself. Lalocho, as the Mishbur writes, and the Shayatzin, and the Bialocha, three different times, he said, Avadu, we pass like Tosfos, that Machmas HaSuda, the definition means, thing we eat mitzad mozin lasbiya. He does point out the Lashon of the Mechaber, his words are Adochaku. But the last of the Maisa, what the words of the Mechaber mean, because the Mechaber seemed to put two sheetahs together, so the Shayatzin says it's Dochuk, but the Maisa, he means Yisoid of Tosfos, anything bo Machmas HaSuda. And if you look in the Chayodom, and the Graz, the Orcha Shulchan, they're very clear, and that's clear, Aaron Hogel. We go like Tosfos. Definition of Machmas HaSuda, things are then a mozoin, lasbiya. Mash enki, not Machmas HaMozoin, that means to help you digest, uli kinuach, that's shloi Machmas HaSuda. Now, the one of the sugyo, and the numerous chakiris among the achoinim, what is exactly going on? To say two chakiris and bring down different nafkaminas over here. Like, the Bari starts off, according to Rashi, the sugyo is very simple, an ikar and tofel sugyo. According to Rashi, with the pas, ikar and tofel, now with the pas, now Machmas HaSuda. According to Tosfos, so we're saying you eat basar by itself, you eat meat by itself, you do not make a bracha on the meat. Why is that so? By an ikar and tofel, you're eating these things together. You have a cracker, you have a cheese on top of it, gvina levana on top of it, it's ikar and tofel. If you eat the cracker by itself, and the gvina levana by itself, you make two separate brachas. So why, if you're eating the bread over here by itself, and the meat by itself, are you making one bracha? Why is the pas going to be a case that the boss is tuffled to the pas?
Tosfos says, because sometimes you do
so, that. So, come explain the lumdus over here. So come on the Prima Godim, and he starts with the Simon over in the Ishla Avram. What exactly is the lumdus going on over here, Pshat Lefi Tosfos? He says, if you go like a Bechiyah, everything's is tuffled to the pas. Maestro, we don't go like a Bechiyah, we go like Tosfos. And we're Shito, that Bossi will not make a bracha by itself over here. What's going on over here? She has two malchum. When he starts with Enechanami, it's Mamash the Sugya Ikan Tafel. Except we learn Ikan Tafel in which you'd pay Sefalif. Over there, the Mechaber says Ikan Tafel can be two cases. One is Biyachad, And even the case of mechaber is zechazeh. The case over there is you eat something that is very sweet. It's overwhelming. You have to eat dag meluach. That's too sharp. You pass. Even though eating it zechazeh, but the dag meluach over here is mitzad the peris v'yatofel. The pas v'yatofel mitzad the case of the dag meluach over here. We could have a case of tofel zechazeh. And therefore, the lashon of Tosfos, like you're saying over, is that because the pas it's coming over here, therefore the pas patches it. Because the dag meluach, therefore came the pas. He also caused the pas came something else afterwards. Mamshah sugya of an ikur and tofel sugya over here. One malach. So the people got a second malach. Nothing to do with that. He wants to tie over here that Maisa, why are we making a bracha? According to Abchia, we're saying everything is both of the pas. We don't go like that. But by Yain, one was not further. Everything is bought to the Yain. And we'll not make a brach on any mashkin and tafel to the Yain. What's the Yisfar? What's behind that? So the Geta Yain, we saw the Mishavu and Sema Kufa and Dal wants a taina. Since Yain is Vroish, Vroish, called Mashko, everything is tafel to the Mashko. What's the Avon behind that? I mean, what's the Yisfar? Why should that be? Where's the Tfelos of your coffee and tea or coke to the case of the Yain over here? So where the Pim Gondon wants a taina, a different vart, he wants a taina when a person makes a bracha on the yain, even in the Suda, it's going bracha la'asmoy, because it's choshev. It's very choshev. Therefore, since it's a cheshivah, so we have inside the bracha shabai that we have his own bracha on the yain, what's it tofel to? It's tofel to the bracha of Bayer Priyagofen. There's a cheshivah, so we have a tefillah inside the bracha shabai. It means that Batsim is the Losh Lavush. It's not that it's tofel to the mashke per se. It's the chshivas of the yain, and that's a going brachal asma, therefore there's a tefillah over here. So just like by the case of yain, he compares the two. That means that the brachal, the tefillah is very choshev over here. Who didn't get to the case of amoytzi? That we know, when a person, sugya of kedimus ha-brachal, simon reshid aleph, we know what's the first thing? Makesh, amoytzi is the first thing. So we know that the amoytzi is always the first thing. The brachal amoytzi is more choshev than anything. And therefore, he comes along and wants to compare to sugyas over here, that just like by yain, he wants to tie up the chshivas over here, mitzad the bracha, whether he says by yain, the bracha could be a case of a deraisa, or by a girlfriend, if you have a kavachem, the bracha achorino. Whether he wants to say it's a smachta, still there's a chshivas in the bracha. But still only by the case of a mitzi, he wants to tie up the mitzi is a case of a deraisa. The Gemara in the beginning, case of a baruch, wants to tie up. The case of a mitzi is a kavachem, a bracha achorino, who did bracha vishayino. But he says it's choshim, mitzad the sugya maga ish. Therefore, the side over here is the trellis is not mitzad the pas. The trellis is mitzad the bracha. The bracha is very choshev. That means you have to understand there's a chakim over here. What is the trellis over here? Is it they're coming to be patting you? Sounds like Loshon HaTosfos. That's a tofel to the pas. But no, the trellis here is mitzad the bracha is very choshev. But the yain, Loshon Prim Gondom, is very choshev. Tofel the bracha by Priya Goffin. By the past, the mitzi is very choshev. Therefore, it's tough with the brach of a mitzi over here. So again, the Prima Gondom has two options. What the lumdus over here is. Is the lumdus a regular ikka and tofel sugyo? A sugyo ratio base of aleph? Well, no, it's a new yisoid over here. The tefillah is mitzad the bracha. Not mitzad the past, mitzad the bracha. We'll find a little bit more, if you want. Now, come with the Aruch HaShulchan, and he brings down this Prima Gondom. He says, even better. What kind of both are emes? When eating pas together with the thing itself as a lefis like Rashi, it's a vada, it's an ikka tovel sugyo. When eating a zecha zeh, what's your side? A vada, the side means a bracha, it's not a sofik. A vada, the mahalach over here, the bracha is choshev, and therefore it's tovel not the case of bracha over here. One simple nafkimino, and why is the people saying this over? Is the first mug of Ram. Ram has a case over here where a person does not want to eat pas, he only eats a little bit. Mitzad words mishabruah to pat your other foods. That means people tell me we learned sugya bracha 6 months, and they're so confusing what to go do. I'll just wash. I'll wash, eat a little bit of pas to pat all other things. No problem. Guys came over to me and said, "Now what do we go do?" Maga Rama said, "That's not a great answer. What is the suffix of this Maga Rama over here? What's the shayla over here?" It says the Prima Gondom. He wants to tie the screw for the suffix. Do we say the yisoid over here? If you tap this tofel for the pas. Myself here, I don't want the pas. I have no interest. I'm only coming to pat to other things over here. It's not a tofel. It's not bob machmas the pas. What do you say? The myself, I made a bracha a mighty lechem min oretz. Mitzad the bracha is a tofel. Mitzad the sugar bracha over here. These two options in the Prima Gondom, what's the yisoid over here, is a suffix of the Magar Avraham. If it's mitzad a bracha, shemayis a tovel, I said a bracha, I'm like, lachem. It's a tovel. If it's mitzad a sugar, we have pas, the pas is not thicker. I don't want the pas. I don't know to what bracha to make of this thing. I'm eating pas. I don't want to have the pas. It's just a pas to other things over here. So be'etzem, it comes out over here that this suffix over here, the two options over here, is a suffix of the Magar Avram. L'maisa, what to go do in this situation, a person does not want to eat pas, he only eats a little bit. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, he brings down this Prima Gadim and says, no, avada what's halacha, avada mitzi is the ikar. And therefore, if you come to eat pas, just a pas of things, no problem. That's more easy. So the Magar Avram says, Aruch HaShulchan Lishita, say, no, the bracha pas is you. Now we have one clear chakira. The chakira is, what is the yesod of ikar and tofel by the negated sugya of eating pas? Is it mitzvah pas or mitzvah bracha? So aloch l'maisel, in two different aspects over here, one is the negate to Magar Avram suffolk, what to go do? Again, Magar Avram is very clear, he's not clear. What happens to a person eating pas? Just a pas to other things. So Mishmua sends you to Magar Avram, Ashay Tshuva Evan Elizer. Maisel comes out, there seem to be four different sheets among the Svarim, what to go do? The Magar Avram is maskano, according to the Gersh Levushe Srad. And we have the Chai Odom and the Graz and the Mishmua, all three paskin. The Maisel is a suffolk. Don't do that. Don't eat pas, just about other things. You want to eat, you don't know what broccoli making vegetables? Fine, figure out. Make broccoli something else. Don't do that. It's a great suffix. He says, Koshkin less than exayas, but it sounds like even the case of exayas. Sorachian. Don't make a difference. Eat less exayas or not less than exayas. Don't eat it. It's a great suffix. Is the broccoli patring it or the mighty patring it? Atzad Hasheni, Mishmua sends you in the Sharatzi into the Mokh Gabarim. Over there he says, the Maisa doesn't patter. You need to have passed that Zikr. There's no Yikr Sudra over here. Atzad HaShlishi, he sends you to the Shari Tshuva according to Evan Eliezer, says, Avada patters. Leplug. Avada patters. Atzad HaSugya Leplug, he says over here. So remember, you have a Sufik, one Vada one way, one Vada the other way. Maisa, the way Ramesh and Tshuva goes, and he goes like the Aruch HaShulchan, he tines, if you eat a case of Gezayis, and the words Aruch HaShulchan and Gezayis, then since you're Bech Samozen, pats everything with it, and he points out the Torah said of a chalta v'savoto. To bench the rice, you have to have a svi over here. Let's say you eat a gezayis bread and you fill it up yourself with everything else. That's a din the rice of benching. And the maestro, you only had a gezayis bread, but since you have a svi and a gezayis, that goes hand in hand together and makes it into one. So your benching is going in the whole entire suit over here. So come over Moshe and Aruch HaShulchan say, when you have a gedda of eating a gezayis over here, then chanami, a person can eat the past, the part of other things, could be muhushabai, it comes to be one pseudo, and makes it be part and parcel in the gate of Birch Samozin, who didn't negate the bracha we show you know. So come down, what's Allah in the gate of the Magar Avram's question? Four options. Either Safik, don't do it, or Vada no bracha, Vada yes bracha, or Chilk whether the Gezayis don't have a Gezayis. Therefore, what to go do? Why is it Safik? Obviously, what to go do? Let's say a person did eat bread, just a part to other things. The chur of the best analogy is to go eat something else that you would make a bracha in the sudo. You have a jelly bean, make a shackle. If it's a domo, eat a watermelon. You should get around this question. It's a clear machlokes among the gedolei achronim what to go do. You should rather get around this question. Building upon this question. So let's. Building upon that, let's see. Let's see if we can get around. I'm not clear where the getter is. Building upon that, let's say a person is eating gezayis, a pas, for sviyah. Mishmua's case, he says over, how does it sound the Magar Avram? I do not want pas. Magar Avram is not clear. Mishmua says the case, I don't want pas, I'm coming to patru, just other things. Let's say, you know, I want pas. Except, you know, I don't want a lot, I want a little bit. Now, I'm waiting for the steak to come out in 20 minutes. I'm a little bit hungry right now. They give me some bread at the table, I'll wash, I want to eat pas now. I want to fill myself up, I don't want to have too much, I want to eat the steak. And all the restaurants, they do that, they give you bread to get things ready. So, the Maaseh, when you eat the pas then a little bit, is that nichel negeda or the Magar Avram over here? You don't want the pas later. You want a little bit now? So the Biyashu, the case over here is dafk in a situation where I do not want pas. If I want pas but not too much, you want to tie this nichel negeda that a person can eat it and can patri other things over here, even in the case of less than exayas, even less than exayas. Atzad HaSheni, if you go back to Sim Kuf Samar Zayin, the Magar Avram over there says, I brought down with the Mishnah Berurah, when a person washes Lechatchila Mishmur says, before you talk, you should eat a kezayis. It's a mild to eat a kezayis. He says, Medina, you have to at least swallow a little bit. Again, people make a mistake. They put a little bit inside, they talk. That's a mistake. You have to swallow a little bit. But says Mishmur, Lechatchila, you have to eat a kezayis. What's the reason? Mishmur quotes the Masa Shekel, it's a mild inside the Magavram. The Dek Mavava says a vart, because the only way to pat the other things afterwards is to eat a kezayis. If you don't eat a kezayis, the other things being dragged along afterwards are not being dragged along. And if you eat less than kezayis and you eat meat, you have to make a shackle on the meat. You eat less than kezayis and you eat vegetables, you have to make a bracha adam upon it. There's no greyer unless you have a shiur achilo. Greyer goes when you eat something achilo over here. Ain't achilo pas me kezayis. Therefore, he's clearly arguing this side over here. A person eats less than kezayis, whatever the shiur kezayis is, to eat something else afterwards, according to the Yashiv Sfeel, the mice is enough. Dekmavah says, Pshad the Magavram. Maestro, that's not so. And they do point out, the Kavachayim says, the Maestro, La Dafki Paschal, like this Dekmavah. Void, practically, we get involved what the Sheikh Kazayas is. Usually, the big Sheikh Kazayas depends on how much you're eating. The small Sheikh Kazayas, the Maestro, everyone gets over here. The Maestro, Moshe, also in Shuvah, goes the same way. The loch is, the person eats less than Kazayas, even though he's doing Mitzat Sphere, will not have the loch of having things being dragged afterwards. And therefore, again, you're back to the Sophic, what to go do. And according to the Mishnah Berurah, don't do that. Don't eat less than Kezayis. He's not quoting the Dag Mavava. He's just saying, this you said, Dag Mavava is discussing, a chil could be between a Moshe, and a Moshe, let's say, you eat the Kezayis after you eat the meat. Dag Mavava says you have to eat the Kezayis, and then you can eat the meat. According to Moshe, if I plan to eat the Kezayis before and after, it won't be a problem. That's the chil between the two. Building upon this, it leads to our Anhogin Legeit Shabbos. Now, in Eretzol, they serve dips and eat challah, and it's part of the Suda, and the Amish eat bread. In America, a lot of people, since they have eat bread am, and they eat also kasut shlomo shaitoi, so the mice they eat with a mitzi, and then they take it away, they have the gzayas kebeo, and the mice, then they're finished. Then they eat the rest of the Suda. So the question is over here, but Iker, if you ask them, do you want to wash? Don't want to wash. So I says, we got to wash, because I'm lazy over here. But the rest of the food over here is much better. So the nice question is, people wash in Shabbos, they're eating the bread over here, let them have the gezayis and gevaya. And the mice says, then they're eating the sudo, where's the bracha rishayna on it? Is that back the suffix of the Mishnah Berurah over here? No one wants to wash. They want a bench. They don't want to... Fine, says, I can't have to go do that. It's one of the things we us Jews do. We eat bread once a week. Friday night to one Shabbos morning. That's what we do. And if and the machmir even my shalosh should have spread. Fine. Ayat halacha. That's the machmir. But the lemaisa, what happened? Do you have to make a bracha the food during the suda? So sorry. So come on to the Mishnah Berurah, and they point out usually first of all by the suda anyway we eat a kezayis. You have to eat a kezayis by the suda. But even more than that, come on Magavram and the Mishnah Berurah brings down and the Graz and they say pshan the Magavram. Is that by Shabbos, we do not say this halacha, is to come to eat bread only to pat to other things, not this halacha. The way Rav Shramik explains, because why am I eating pas over here? Because that's the pseudo. Since we have a chiv to eat pas on Shabbos, mitzad pseudo shaboy, so that's be'ikr, I'm eating mitzad pseudo. Anything else not tofel to the pas. Whether it's mitzad the bracha of Amaitzi, I'll be tofel. Whether mitzad I'm eating pas, there's tofel over here. That means, says the Mishnah, it speaks out clearly. This Shiloh, Magavram, the place coming down, is only Negeret Yemechol. Negeret Shabbos, I'm eating Pas, mitzad the Suga of Pas of Suda Shemoy, I'm eating mitzad Suda. So if I do everything I eat afterwards, the Maisa is going to be tough for the case of Pas. Sorry, what? It'll be anytime you're doing it mitzad Suda, whether it's for Chodesh or mitzad any other, yeah, there's Nichol Negeret of Suda. Nichol should be the same thing. If you wash by a bar mitzvah.
Tonight.
Okay, well, I'll see what my father does tonight. I'll see what Miguel Seno is. Maisa, they just point out one thing the Mishnah Berurah does say, that the Shaila on Shabbos, how much pas you have to eat by the Suda? Is it a kezayis or kebeya? Right, kebeya is double the size of a kezayis. What's the shea you have to eat? Let's say a person can't eat bread. What's the chiv over here? So the Mishnah Berurah writes over here, kezayis. That means Mishmur and Hilchos Shabbos actually brings down Machlokes Taz among Avram is a Kezayis to Kebeya. And Hilchos Shabbos also he says the Ikar Halacha is Kezayis. He does say to be Choshev Mitzvah Sugya Kebeya. One of the rights Mishmur passes Kezayis is a Mishmur the passes Kezayis. Now, gzais again, practically, if you have an issue, you can't eat bread, they say it's a small share. Small share is what, 10 smak, 6 smak? It's ready to eat a share of gzais over here. Just the... Now, Burke was passing that way, correct. Kshanai is going to eat a smaller share, correct. That's what Berkowitz himself does. He has Crohn's disease, that's what himself does. Maisi gets his wife to wash for him, because for Tils Adayim is a shear kebaya. And he listens, they both wash their hands. The bracha for the Tils Adayim, his wife does, he listens. Mitzad the Sud, he only eats a gzayis of bread. And he also says he does it every day chalamoid. I think he said twice a day, which is a chiddush. Now, just when you have to eat a gzayis, that means if, let's say, you make an early Shabbos, or a person washes right before Shkia, or people are pouring Mapo Mekadish. I heard such a concept last week in America. Some people have this on, I'll go over there. So they get involved with, you have to eat Kazayis on Shabbos. And therefore they point out, if you make an early Shabbos, make sure you have, it says the place coming down, make sure you have the Kazayis on Shabbos. Or people run to wash before Shkia. That seems to be the Anhoga. So they point out, you wash before Shkia, but you should eat a Kazayis before nighttime. Once the Shkia is Kazayis, make sure on Shabbos you have the Kazayis. Again, if you avada, it's better to get a kebaya. Because again, Mishmua says on the Shabbos, a mile to get the other sheet to get a kebaya. But the cholapok is get a shear kezayis. Poish mapa bekadish, guys have a hard time eating sometimes. Also, the cholapok is a kezayis on Shabbos. On Shalosh Shudas, you should eat a kezayis before Shkia. Chatchilo. Shmir Shabbos, Kilchosai says that. Now, again, the reason why, but yeah, it's not a problem. But Chatchilo, you shouldn't eat a kezayis before nighttime. That should be the same thing. Should be the same thing. Now, people were asking me, but let's say, you know, a person comes along and he's eating bread, because, you know, what bracha do you make on these things? He doesn't always get to eat bread. So it sounds like it should be the shiloh. It really depends. A lot of people, once they get washed, they eat bread normally. So if some people came up to me and they mama showed me they washed now a couple times just because they don't know what bracha to go make. So I asked him, but now once you wash, are you eating the bread just your gezeis and that's it? They told me no. Now they're eating bread because they're eating bread. You know, I have to bench anyways. Might as well eat bread. So that's not nichol negedu of this child of the Mishnah Berurah. Once you're eating bread like a normal sudi, you eat bread. So now you're eating bread. Everything's a tuffle. Ayigami only washed the pot of other things. Fine. But now this bread they're eating, as we said, you're eating like a regular sudi over here. That means the only child over here in the Mishnah Berurah is when you're eating pas and you're stopping because I don't want more only to pot to other things. Once they eat it, the normal sudi, there should not be any question over here. With this yisoid, we're getting involved with what's the shadow over here. Is it the past potters or the brachas coming to potter? The mois coming to potter? Go back to shadow we mentioned a couple of times. The person, when he eats pizza over here, he takes one slice on the tzad that the people make a mezainis upon it, each one onto his own, different on hugges. Why in the world are the person making a brach on the french fries? Why making french fries? On the tzad is pas. The french fries are tough in the case of pas. The mois I see b'shalom azalman. They bring him down, then he has coffee and a tea. What brach to make a coffee and tea? So he says, if the ikur is the drink, the tea, and argument and coffee, because a little bit of the tea. So why do you make a shakel first? That was his cake. Cake and tea. Cake and tea. If the ikur was the tea, a tea a little bit, you're having cake with it. Then he says, well, we make the bracha on the tea first. But let's say, you're not sure which one is the ikur over here. So he says, know what? Maybe the cake is pas. And the pas will potter the tea. Because any mashka is potter with pas. David says, the maestro, why make a broch on your tea for? Are you making any cake in the zainas?
That's fine.
It's the way around it. But again, he says, let's say you're going to have your tea and your cake. And the tea is not your ikker. So you're making mezainas on your cake. On your tea, it's potter. Why? Because on pas, pas is mashka. Maisa is wrote down, he did not pass away for others, but he himself was kosher that way. I see the Orlitzi the same thing. They bring down the Orlitzi and he writes, that person eats one slice of pizza, he's not sure what to do with the french fries. He says, eat the french fries first, make adomo. Could he make a mezainis on a pizza? Can he make a baruch on the french fries? Person has herring and cake, herring and a cracker. You make a baruch on the cracker mezainis, and you eat the herring separately. Can you make a baruch a shakel? Why? If it's passed, we tough all over here. So I see, it's not that simple. Lava Achron get involved. Why in the world we make two brachas, and the second thing will be not the possible because in the suffix. Why make a bracha upon it? Maybe it's passed. Be tough. So with this column, same question to come out.
It doesn't help make a bracha.
I don't think so. Now the Meister comes out, says the Aruch HaShulchan point, according to Mitzvah Valdik. Once you go to the other side of the Prim Gon brought down by the Mag Avram, what's being pattering you? The Meitzi, not the Pas. So once you make him Boy Minim and Zainus, so if I try to make a Domo, I can make a Shackle, I can make a Shackle. Because the Ptur is not the Pas, the Ptur is the Bracha. That's the two Svekis over here in the Mag Avram. And the Aruch HaShulchan says to be Paskin, the Loch is the Bracha is pattering it. Another pass is pattering it. The Maisa, we see others seem to disagree. That's not this simple reading of Taisus. Taisus sounds like the pass is pattering it, and not the Brock is pattering it. Now we mentioned last Kippur, another way to answer this question, Miguel Sefer wants a tiny, you can limit your Brock. Now make it very minimum Zainus, I can say the Brock is only on this, and I'm having mine not to be challenged on something else, which should be Mavuch among the Chon. If you can do that, I can't do that. But according to Archa Shulchan, it's Gevalka Mahalach, and to answer Aaron Hogger, why do you make Brockers on the second thing? When we ate first pass of Kistin, maybe it's a pass. Why? Well, because the Brach is patterning it, and not the pass of it is patterning it. A second chakira, shall they discuss, is once we don't pass like Rashi, and a person eats steak by itself, the Maisa person does not make a Brach upon it. So, what are we saying over here not to make a Brach upon? Is he said over here that something Bo Machmas Asudo? And we tell the sugya, they bring him inside the last bia of the mozain. Just to explain, read the words of Mechaber slowly. He says, anything that's bom, machmas asudo, that's the case of here that a person is not making a bracha. Mashenk, in the words of Mishbun, he says over the Mechaber, if you bring it last bia of the mozain, then a person will not make the bracha when they're eating it by itself. Nafkmina will be, it's machmas asudo, and not last bia. We'll get to him in cases, if you want the zaysa bracha. Is Bura Loch and Yud Gimel, he's marked this question, with different Nachkaminas, is Yesoida that is being Machmas Asudo, or is Yesoida being Lasbi over here? Next figure, we're trying to go through basically, right now, the Klolim. I got a bunch of cases, but we'll say the Klolim, and the case will be based upon the Klolim. That means, for example, we learn Ik and Tofel, which you base. We had to go through the Klolim, and once you got the Klolim, that's the Ikyasoid, the case is built upon the Klolim. Because as you see from the cases over here, that our eating habits are very different than the Mishibura's eating habits. And his eating habits were different than the Klolim beforehand. And they were different than the Rishonim, which is different than Gemara. That means to learn our Sugi to sound what the Klal is, Techa Suda and Acha Suda, it's not really the cases, because the cases of Ikyasoid we don't follow. It's the Klolim, and once we have the Klolim, we can build the cases out from that. To start, to make it, I think, try to make it simple, focus on the case of fruits. Basically, Paris. As far as I can tell, there are five different ways a person can eat Paris. Five different options of eating it. There's one case over here that the Kamalun Bialocha, it brings down from the Shlo. The person has Paris, that the Paris itself are from Mozart, or are from his Bia. The Cheft itself, person sees them, you take the potatoes, cook them with Paris. People, when they see them, the chetza, everyone knows what are they made for? They're made to be lasbia. Example, some smell like saying over, b'zman hazeh, fruit soup. That means in the winter, people have chicken soup, par the sudo. Vegetable soup, par the sudo. Fruit soup, in the summer, the Shiva Smir serves it, people's houses serve it, par the sudo. It's a fruit soup. And most people, I think, look at being part of the sudo. When it's had outside, you want to have fruit soup. So we have a case over the chetza shibai. Sorry, what? That means the Bialocha brings down from the Shlo. They have a case of Paris move with Shalom. He says the Medina is that we buy Paris over here. That people take the Paris and make for Muslim. His example is taking the Paris, cook it with Tepuach Adama. That dish itself is for Muslim. What's a locha if you eat it? No bracha. So again, so we get very clear. We have one level over here that we have Paris. And everyone knows Paris, what you make a bracha on. Says Mishmur, no, there are Paris, that's one level. The Paris, everyone sees the Chetz is for Mosin, for Zbiyah, there's no bracha. Why is Mitzad HaSugah being brought Machmas HaSudah? That's one level. The second level is when you have Paris, that people eat like Kinoach. They eat it for the dessert. But you come along and you're eating it for the Ikar HaSudah. That means whether it's for health reasons, whether because you like fruit. You eat bread and you sit down and eat Paris. You can have your cantaloupe and your watermelon and your strawberries and the apples and oranges, but that can be your sudo. That means not the chetza, the gavro, the person. The chetza everyone sees is peris. I mean, the food soup everyone sees the chetza is a tafshul, is a mazon. Here's a case where everyone sees peris, but you come along to eat it as the ikra sudo. This is your meal over here. That's according to the mechaber and sif gimel. When the mechaber has two shitas, it starts with the ikra, it's like the rosh, it's brought down by the Torah. That the ma'aser, since this is your sudo, you do not make a bracha upon it. There's no bracha. The mechaber goes on further, brings down the Rabbeinu Yonah, and says a person should start off eating it with pas. The first bite, eat peris, eat it ma'aser with pas. He does not say in that case to end off with pas.
You said your case is kaveh. I thought the case is time eating for in the middle.
We'll see. What's one sif alf, one sif gimel. I'm trying to clarify it for me and for you. So we have a case over here that this is Yesudo, and the mechaber has two shitas. He saw some. The halacha is like, do not make any bracha. This is Yesudo. Bring down the yesh oimim, yesh cholkim, ben yoyna. You have to start off with pas and not end off with pas. The ma'aser end of the mechaber is toiv. This is to be choshish for the ben yoyna. And the ma'aser to eat it with pas. Toiv, it's a nice thing to go do. Choshish ben yoyna. But again, he never mentions to end with pas. Doesn't say you have to eat it. Mel the sudo with pas. If this is your sudo, it's the correct thing to start off with pas.
It's not
mechaber saying mitzvah. Mamish on the bed. Toiv shiach betchilas mei pas. Toiv. To eat with the pasal with pas, that's all he says. Sif gimel. What?
The kids
eating
mitzvah with pas.
I don't know. Imkerly,
no.
But if you eat the bed, that's the sif aleph says you have to have.
We'll get sif aleph. If you eat
sif aleph,
yes, sif aleph. We'll get sif aleph. No. Don't say that. Not that I see. Not in the rush. Not in the bed. Not also. If you eat my pears, but chilas should be light pas. Imvach little thing like chayim v'shchol. On the bottom line, no. Even slow machine to ma'at in pas. I can't tell me you're going to play back.
I'm saying the first
paragraph. We'll see it together afterwards. Fine. A third level over here is a sefalif. That's the case over here. If you're eating meat, eating potatoes, eating mamash meal. Except you come along and during the meal, you also eat fruits over here, but less peel, the mazon. That means a side dish. That means now you're eating over here, the case is only peris. So if all of the cases you're eating real food, but you're also having mazon together with it, peris. That means my father, I know, every time I go to chasna, he has a main course over there, he always tells where to bring out the fruit, he likes to eat it together with his main course. Like having a cantaloupe, watermelon, whatever it is. In America, they bring it out all the time. They have to wait. In this country, they have no idea what you're talking about. But fine. In America, everyone knows people. Some people have meat, some have fish, some have fruits with it. So they bring out what to do with those fruits as a side dish. Again, you need for mazon. That's not your main mazon. Then the maiso. Again, we have two sheets over here. The shulchan aruch, which was a third sheet. Maiso over here, the tour, the rush brings down. You start off with pas. That's to be a halacha brings down. This is showing them. A second shita, the mechaber brings down to Ben Yoino to start and end off with pas. Mishmur brings down all the Mishmur says even in between you have to constantly eat it with pas. That means it's a start. That's Rosh the Torah. Mechaber says no, start and end off. That's the mechaber paskins. Mishmur brings down all the Mishmur so no, you have to eat also pas on the whole way through. Meister, what to go do? So says the Bach, a Yishmah should be machmer. Brought down by the Mag of Ram, and the Taz, and the Graz, and the Chai Odom, and the Mishibur. Either Losh of Chai Odom is Roy Lizar, Losh of the Graz is Toiv, Losh of Mishibur Sifkon Yud is Roy Lizar, Losh of Sifkon Chaval, Yishlun and Kacha. Mice the person should be Machmer, and he passed all the way through. The Mice, a way around it, is to obviously have vegetables before you, he pass, or not to have pasta in the Sudo, they have to get around it. But Mice, Yishmaim, Mishibur says over here to be Machmer. Again, that's the third level over here. What's the side dish? A fourth level is Kamlum the Mechaber in Sif Dalet. It brings down a person that eats peris, whether they're cooked, whether they're raw over here, eating them at the case of Mil the Sudo, Balikinuach, as dessert. Or a case of the Achla Michael, tell a person that digests his food over here. In that case, that's Gemara's case. That's when you need a Bracha Rishoino, and a person does not need a Bracha Achoino. Because here you're eating in a case. That is only a situation of likinuach. However, Let's say a person eats it with pas, avadir, so the Shulchan Aruch, it's an ikur and tafel, and it'll be potter to the pas. But let's say you're eating every single bite with pas. One bite you without pas, says Halacha, Mishabura, that's not tafel, then you have to make a bracha on the zirokas. That means to eat every bite except for one, still you have to make a bracha, when it's a case of the kinuach of here. Even one bite. Now, first, on this case over here, we have a situation very clear. A person in the knuach, but toichasudo, lochin in the bracha ushoina, not bracha achoina. What's the loveliness behind it? Bracha ushoina is not tofel, bracha achoina is tofel. So where are the graz, they bring down, and best we look at the Rashba, he says it over. That's true, it's not tofel, but circle soif is giving you lasbiya. It is helping you out with your sphere. It does help you out a little bit. So your bench for chatzim is water, it goes in everything. That means the benching is it's not a toffle, but it is lasbi over here. So of the mice, it helps you out over here. Now, what we have, first of all, these four levels, we get to the fifth level. We have again one level that the food itself, the peris, is a case of miyuchad for mazon. That's the chetzon. You have a second level over here, that's the ikra sudas peris. A third level of a side dish, and a fourth level of the kinuach. Now we have to understand, why is peris different than basar? By peris, you have these four levels. Basar itself is saying, the lach is when you eat basar by itself, you do not make a brachas lasbiya. What defines peris, or what defines a case of basar? And that's what we see by peris, it can switch over. If you cook it, and everyone sees it being case of mazon, the shlo comes out, the lach has a get of basar over here. What's the rockers? What's vegetables? We'll see the mishmur say one thing, and the shom say today is not so. What makes something being peris, and what makes it on the klolam of peris? What makes something on the column of us over here? So the Bialacha sent you to a Shlod, the Emek Bracha. You look up inside, there's a bunch of places which one others bring it down, this concept that the Sodavia of Paris and Basar is really, first of all, the Fiyam Makam or the Fiyazman. Things in the Maestas clearly can change. One example you see clearly is vegetables. By Paris, the Iker is the Kinoach. If the Kinoach enjoy its sweet over here. Therefore, the assumption is it's always l'kinoach, and you're saying you need it not l'kinoach. I said, but l'daitak, that's v'ikiv what's for. Person of basar is v'ikiv l'mazim, v'ikiv l'asbiya. Let's say a person, my brother, he likes, everyone comes out for dessert to have cake, and he likes having the leftover chicken. And call it some meat. He likes eating the dessert meat. So make a shakal, it's kinoach over here. So the shlono, k'v'ikiv, that's l'asbiya. Hi, for you, this is your kinoach. That's what you love, having the last, no, good raw piece of steak over there. So of course, so what? That might say, it is a case of let's be over here. Bola daitoy. Or pacha you have for dessert, correct. Fine. Galo. Fine, so you have that for dessert. But everyone knows that's not dessert. Of course, you won't make a rock on that. Then they come along, the shalom goes on. But let's say you have a case that's in between. You mentioned a case of Simcha Kuf Tamaches, Simchas, Persons of Lachmaniot. That's basically what we said over there. It's flour and water. That's your blue lirako. That's Dakim Lo'id. Find a case of pancakes. Over there, come on when the Chabin speaks out. Why are you eating it for? If it's Likinuach, then you make a bracha, Bori Minim Ezainis. If it's Lasbiya, then there is no case of a bracha over there. It says the Shlo, the certain things that are parva. The certain things goes after a person's Das. That means Basar, that's Sviya. Peris, that's Kinoach. Lachmaniot, depends. What he does is Parva. This way or that way. Building upon that, what happens if you have desserts over here that the food be'etzem is Lasbiya, but the tzur of the food is Likinoach? Very simple. Potato chips are potatoes. Potatoes, the Chaymer is Lasbiya. The tzur is Likinoach. Popcorn. It's corn. Is lasbiya. That's the chaymer. The tzura is likinuach. You can start learning bizli, bamba. What's that? That's flour. What are those things? Be'iki, you eat it for lasbiya. You're eating doing it for kinuach. Is that balser? Is that a case over here of peris? Is that a case parva? Depends upon your kavanah. So if it's a bracha, here's a truth about this question. And he wants a tiny that things be'iki, the chaymer is one way, the tzura is another way, you have to go after your kavanah. The person eating the potato chips at the end of the meal, he's hungry. He has a case over here, rice, potato chips and popcorn and bizli and baba, his example, these other examples. those cases, if you're eating it because you're still hungry, and there are people who are still eating it because mice and it fills them up, he says, how can you make a bracha? The ikur, these are things that you eat during the meal. Mice and it can switch over here. That means peris are butler diet in one way, bus another way, then things in between, depends upon your kavana. These things are a mixture of surah one way, chayman other way, you go after your kavana. Now, if you put this together with Rav Scheinberg that we mentioned one time, that the standard practice of people eating in their house for dessert, usually it's for the spiya, not likinuach, then the ishladin, you should always eat, when you eat popcorn and bisli and babbit, and the sudi can make a bracha. Now, you could say no, Rav Scheinberg only said it by the case of cake, because cake be ikin, really with lasbiya. And tail chips are, the assumption is more likinuach. You can argue and say Rav Scheinberg is not to say this aloch over here. Like the same bracha being aloch lamaiso. But it is a great question. For my side, I saw there's a Gilgan of Yishma Moshe came out in Toshinai and Zion. He went around to the Gdolim and asked, what do with tail chips at the end of the meal? So he said very simple. He went to Shmuel Eliezer Stern. He said, it depends when you serve tail chips. In the middle of the meal, sometimes they serve things in the middle of the meal. What do you have at the end of the meal? End of the meal, Vaz Kinoach, Vadi make a bracha. In the middle of the meal, you will not make a bracha of tail chips. You have to know what happens then. You get up in the middle of the meal to the kitchen and you see tail chips and you sneak a little piece. Do you make a bracha or not? Great question. Fine. Don't let your wife catch you. That's one malach he brings down Shmuel Eliezer Stern. He went to Mordechai Grossman, totally no spam, took down the name back, and he asked, he says, it really depends. It's on the serving plate together, other things, that's lasbiya. It's a separate plate, but even during the meal, that's the case of the kinoach. He went to Shlomo Zalman Oman, he says, the maestro, because after the das of the person, why is he eating it at that moment? Whether it's the middle of the meal or the end of the meal, we don't care. He went to Rav Zilberstein, he says, that? Never make a bracha tail chips. That's potatoes. Why don't make a bracha? He went into Mordechai Shafran and Moshe Shal Klein and Shmai Gross. Says that Avadi make a bracha. Avadi is the case of the Kinoach over here. So he went around, I think, to I said 15 people. He had five different answers of what to go do. And it's a Shikal Das question. You have to realize what's happening over here. What are tail chips? That means the same thing to get to popcorn and the bisli and bama. Of course, all the same category over here. What is that? Are these things lasbia? Or are these things on the Kinoach? And to go after your Das? Maybe doesn't go after your das, because that's etzim where they are. So you get boss to eat for dessert, you say butler daitoi. This is potatoes that we eat for dessert, that's butler daitoi. But etzim, potatoes are lasbiya. How far is lasbiya? Someone wants to even make a mazonis on potatoes. Someone can make a shakel, we're not sure, maybe it should be a mazonis. What brach do you make on these things? The moinam seem to make a shakel. Mice of the swarm are not that happy with the moinam. What do you do? Or adoma on these things over here? I make adoma potato chips. Not that simple. Busy to make a mazainis. Some people say, why? Now again, a lot of people, I think they're eating it. There's two things over here. There's one is the mohushabai, why eating it for? And also, I think a lot of people at the end of the meal, they're eating it for lasbiya. I think that's something to think about what they're doing over there. I think in a house, there's jelly beans that people like certain things, even licorice. Why are people eating it for? It's again, one of the problems that Berkus always says over, people don't think why they eat. We just stress. You have to think sometimes, why are you eating for it? It's a big bayah and brachas. You don't think in general, it's only not in the case of brachas. We got to think sometimes, why are we eating things? It might make a difference, especially in this situation. Do you make a brach on top of it? Just a fifth level in the gate to Paris, which is not brought down over here, is that based upon the sugya and simu kufa and dalid, the sugya of an appetizer. That means we saw over there, in the Kufa Yidal, the Mishmurim example, by the case of the Geta Yayin Surah, by the case of a Mashko, what bracha did the person make on the Mashko to the Suda? Does he make a bracha or not? So the Vekhle Machlikis over there, the Magavom says, Avad Aloch is just like by Yayin, come to open up the heart, Lamshik Alev Lachilo. If we will not make a bracha Achorina on Yayin. If we're different in the Geta case of Yayin Surah, we will not make a bracha Rishayna. Well, I come to help you open up your stomach by an appetizer, you won't make a bracha. That's how the grass of the Orcha Shulchan went. Asalashani, the Taz says by an appetizer, what do you compare the two sugyas over here? One's bracha yushen and one's bracha achorino. And the Vada, you would have to make a bracha. And that's Lavush. And the El Rabbi Meister went, you would have to make a bracha. Mishmuel Meister Azi Paskin over there says, Roy to be chalishes, be machmer, neger to the yain, sraf to have it a little bit before the sudo. Have the Meister, minigis be mekel. Building upon that, that's basically if you have an appetizer, which we'll have to define what that is. If you have an appetizer that you eat before the meal, so the person, the meister, he washed, then he has a cantaloupe over here. Does he make a bracha on top of it? It's mamish the machloikis by yain siraf, what to go do? If it's an appetizer, again, we'll have to find what it, if it's coming to Lahamshich Levachilo, what you go do? Do you make a bracha? According to the Taz, the loch is a vada person should make, called Makabam, you should not make a bracha. Mishnah says, right to be machmal, the mice makes me makel. So far what came out, hopefully be clear, the get to pay with the kolopakas, there are five levels over here. There's something about ikir is a mazoin, that's the cheftin shaboy. The second level is the peris plus ikil sudosai, that's your main sudo. A third is the case with the peris plus the side dish. A fourth level is the kinuach. And the fifth level is the appetizer. I think, again, there's a simple with clarity to the levels over here. Now, to go through the cases once we have the column over here. First, we mentioned before food soup. I think where the swarming down, the standard food soup that a person eats in the summer, that's like a vegetable soup, a chicken soup, that's the mice in the case of Muslim. Fine, then about you not make a bracha. Teich ha-sudo, bomb back b'sa sudo. A case you have peris in Basar, the bialocha being down a yakitano, a shaylo, to be machmer. Maestro Sharmik says, go to the field mochmer for yazman. And David wants a tiny enough example, you have plums cooked together with your chicken. Let's say you don't eat it, you want to take out the plums, eat the plums by itself. The mice, everyone sees the plums and the chicken, that's the mazon over here. The plums are not made for the kinuach. I in the Mishmur discussed this case. He said, but everyone sees the pineapple on the chicken. Whether you're not going to eat the chicken, we not the case of Iker and Tuffel. You're taking out just the pineapples to eat it. That's not the whole case of the Knoch, that's about the case of here for Mosin. A third case they discuss is something called Kampot. Now, the Shaitzin brings down the word Kampot. Kampot basically is a cooked vegetables with cooked fruits with sugar. That person eats the kinuach at the end of the meal. The question is on kapot, do you have to make a bracha on top of it? So the Shaitzin first, he writes. So first, the Shaitzin over here writes, the Maisi, you do make a bracha on kapot for dessert. That's what he writes. Before we get to the Dirish, he writes to the side. That's the Mishmur the Maisi writes. Now, there are numerous Shmuas. What exactly was on Hogo and the final psak of the Chavetz Chaim? I have a brother-in-law go to his house. So it's known that his house, they don't make a bracha on dessert. He tells me why, because he wants to sitting by Abdullah Cohen, Rav Flatbush, if everyone knows who he is, that he saw Abdullah Cohen was eating. Huh? Let me just call my father back. Did they hug up and he wasn't masking, or. Hi, Zadie. Everything okay? Okay. So, my brother was sitting by Abdullah Cohen's house. I saw Abdullah Cohen eating kapot without making a bracha. He asked Abdullah Cohen, Rabbi, Chavetz Chaim. So, the Abdullah Cohen says, I'll tell you a story. I was sitting once by Rudman in his house. Rudman's at Zal. I was sitting by him. I saw Rudman eating kapot and didn't make a bracha. So he said, Rabbi, my hi, Chavetz Chaim. So Rudman says, I'll tell you a story. Rudman says, I sing by the Chavetz Chaim. I saw the Chavetz Chaim eating kapot. He didn't make a bracha. He said, Rabbi, my hi, it's the Chavetz Chaim. So Rabbi said, the Maaseh, when he wrote the Chavetz Chaim, the meaning then was not to have it machmas asudo. If a person in those days to make a bracha, today is part and parcel of the chilk of the sudo. And therefore, anything that comes part of the sudo, just like today we have three courses, came now that this is the fourth course. Everyone else coming for the sudo. If a Maaseh, a person should not make a bracha. So far, so this is the Chavetz Chaim. Told this to Rav Rudman, told it to Rav Cohen, told it to my brother, tells it to me, and therefore everyone knows my brother-in-law's house, that all the kids make a bracha quietly, or not in front of him, without him seeing, on jelly beans, something else over here, on when they serve kapot. Because my son, that's what...
I'll see you do tonight. My,
what?
I can do tonight.
No. So, my son, what?
Oh,
so we'll get to the shmur. That's first, me personally. My father appreciates the story over here. Because they always fight about it at the table, fine. This is first the Shmuel. Not first, Aloch L'maisel. We do have a Chavetz Chaim in front of us that says, Kapot L'maisel is we make a bracha at the end of the meal. The Maisa, the Chaznish made a bracha, and the Stipler made a bracha, and Shlomo Zalman made a bracha, and Rabbi Yashiv made a bracha, and the same bracha is Rabbi Yashiv, so he ran a sefer, Yishmael should be machmir make a bracha on something else. So Rabbi Yashiv wrote to this, told the Rabbaner, if you write the Yishmael has to go do this, then Yishmael has to go do this. And Yishmael doesn't have to go do this. Don't write Yishmael go do things when they don't have to go do it. No. Maisa Alokha is that you make a bracha at the end of the meal. And the Olatian says that way, and Mordechai Eliyahu says this way, and Nechamadas goes this way, and the Chodesh Shani goes this way, and the same bracha, they might have paskin, person makes a bracha on kapot. Now, the gate to the Shmuel of the Chavetz Chaim, first there's a Sefer HaTzadik of Shlomo Bloch. Might say he's a Talmud of the Chavetz Chaim, and he writes this. He says that the Chavetz Chaim might say held not to make a bracha on kapot at the end of the day. In Och Shabbeinu Chelik Aleph, it says the son of Mendel Zaks. Who's the son of Mendel Zaks? Your father. Maybe your father. One of them is Rav Mendel Zaks, the one who wrote the Mishnah Berurah, right? No, he wrote it? No, I'm sorry, he's the one who was a Choy, says Mendel Zaks in front. Choy from Mishnah Berurah. And the is Rav Mendel Zaks, the Maaseh, to make a brach on kapot. So Mendel Zaks says, wrote down that he himself is the Chofetz Chaim. And the Chofetz Chaim told him, das is neuter, they should make a brach. But as far as he could tell, his father, the Maaseh did not make a brach. Chofetz Chaim, Maaseh didn't make a brach. And therefore, they bring down the Shlomo brings down the Sefer Leviyo. The Chofetz Chaim Maisa was Chozer and did not make a bracha over here. And numerous from one bring down the Maisa is Chozer apishmo. Interesting, the Pesach Halacha are forced the article. He brings down that there is Shmuas out there that Chofetz Chaim allegedly said in America that dessert came part of the meal over here. Said the Maisa, we have a Shai Tzion. The Shai Tzion to put the rumors to rest. We have no record that way that says not to follow Shai Tzion. She has said something. We have no makar for that. We have Shmuas. We're not stomach upon Shmuas and stories. The Maaseh, we follow what says in the Shari Tzion over here. The Chodeshani, the Istim. Shmuas, the lesson, not so. The Maaseh, the Einoi, we follow what the Chofetz Chaim over here says over here. So the Maaseh, what do a Shmuas? Great question. I don't know what to go do. A lot of options. The Maaseh, Shlomo Bloch. Levi Leo. Fine. Ramel Zex. Fine. The Maaseh himself. Yesh Lod. So these are great questions. First, there are two shallows over here. First, what's the svara to be chayzer? And also, Maisa had a paskin. Two different questions. First, what is the svara to be chayzer? So if it's a bracha gets involved in the chakiri mentioned beforehand, what is the reason among the rishonim where things that are eaten during the seudah, a person will not make a bracha on top of it? We have two options among the rishonim. Is he said is bo machmas ha-seudah? Loshon Tosfos? Or loshon mechaber? Or loshon lasbi al-mozayin? That's Loshon Mishnah Berurah. Instead of a Zaysa Bracha, it depends on what Loshon you're taking over here. If taking a Loshon of Lasbiyah, the Maaseh, these things are the Kinoach. The dessert over here. That's the reason why it's brought over into the Sugi of dessert. Bo Machmas HaSudo, the Maaseh, if it comes to bring part of the Sudo, just like today, people have three courses on Shabbos, the soup came part of the Sudo. So now the dessert came part of the Sudo over here. And what things come part of the Sudo? Maaseh, what make it Bracha? How far does it take to study instead of Shtomach? What is the Chavetz Chaim is Chayzer? If ice cream will come part of the pseudo, who said, why make a bracha on ice cream for? So Shtomach writes the different types of ice creams on the market, some are part of the pseudo, some are not part of the pseudo. Fine, you have to know what type you're referring to. But my saying, what's Taina? The pseudo here is Bom Machmas HaSudo. If the pseudo here is inside the Mishibu Lasbiya, it's not Lasbiya, it's Likinuach. Could be the Shayat Tzion Lishitosai. The Oid, those will say a step further, even the Tzad's Lasbiya. My says, since we know it's coming now part of the pseudo, people don't fill them up because they know they have to have room for the dessert over here. So even the tzad lasbiyah, maybe it's dichlo to get a lasbiyah also. Start clearing the point over here. Those are two sforas they deal with how to understand if there was a chazar of the Chofetz Chaim. Lemaisa, I don't see no one safer passing that way. What the Chofetz Chaim held or not, not sure. But we do know that the Chaznish and the Stipler and the Shlomo Zalman and the Rabbi Yashiv and the Chodeshani and I gave a list of Svarim, Paskin, the Maaseh, do make a bracha. So whether you want to follow the Chofetz Chaim, not to his Chayzer, not Chayzer, lo yedera. What's the Lomisar, you can start climbing, can't look on. But the Maaseh and the Svarim say, everyone Paskins, put the Chofetz Chaim to side, the Maaseh make a bracha on Kambot.
No, but Machmir and Patr with bread, they go Chana with it, Patr.
So you have to eat every single piece with bread.
Is every piece or just every one single
piece,
outside?
Every single piece with bread.
No,
put the story to the side. Right, not Chofetz Chaim to the side, Chas v'Shalom. I mean, put the story to the side. Yes. You're 100%, you're right, there was a slip of the, 100%. Fine, so the Maaseh we have over here, the case of Kambot, Maaseh, that's why when my brother serves it, people on the side, Right. Maisa Balabais is what he says. Otherwise, why do you make a brach on it? Or make a brach on something else that part of that. Now, another case that is discussed in the Gate of Paris, the person now brings before the Suda. Again, what they call appetizer. Now, what is the lumdus of an appetizer? Like yayin siraf, the whole yisoid is to m'or lahamshich taivis achilo. To help a person open up his stomach to eat. A four spice. Says the doctors, what foods do that? Meat does that. I mean, Rashi sounds like fish and meat does that. What exactly does that? So what they call in society an appetizer, was supposed to help you open up the stomach to go eat, are things that are acidy, have acid to it. A grapefruit, an orange. Usually, when they serve by Simchas in America, not over here, they serve beforehand a fruit cocktail, a cantaloupe, a watermelon. Those things don't have acid to it. They're not metzias coming to Mor al Hamshach Taivis Ma'achilo. Metzias is not so. It fills you up. It's a case of kinuach. It's sweet. It's not a case of to Mor you to eat something. So it's not so. So Yisrim Shalom Zalman, he says the fact they call a four spice doesn't mean it's a four spice. No, a fire spice. Yeah, four spice. The fact that you call it an appetizer doesn't mean it's appetizing. You say those words, doesn't mean that. The fact is, the ma'aseh, it's not coming to Mor al Hamshach Taivis Achilo, and therefore these fruits they have before the meal, the fruit cocktail, ma'aseh have to make a bracha upon it. And the Olatzin, and the Vosner, and the Amiyashbor, and the Chaim Kanievsky, the Berkut says the way, Pesach Tshuva says the ma'aseh, it's not nicholi sort of an appetizer. Appetizer has to be coming to Mor to the Taivis Achilo. That's not the ma'aseh unless you have a grapefruit. Now, I don't think the orange inside the fruit cocktail counts for that. That's the ma'aseh, that's not the yisod over here. The point is the ma'aseh, they're doing a mitzvah to give kinuach. Hagam is brought down the issue question of Scheinberg and the Chodesh Shani. They say the ma'aseh appetizer, you don't make a bracha. What you should do, really, which what says, eat some fruits before and some fruits afterwards, but ma'aseh at the end of the day, the mitzvah is not to make a bracha. Now, it sounds like it's a machlokes and mitzvahs, or they come to or the achil over here. So the ma'aseh in Biyashu's, the same bracha is for Biyashu, and told him, the Maisa said not to make a bracha. The Maisa, the Metzias says, what we're eating, and he brings down the Mechach Me'etevel, the Maisa says, not or the Meichel, not being or a person to go eat. So he says, a new Svara. Why? Because Gorim Lachonis Achilo. Because this is the Domot Achilo. Anything is Domot Achilo is nothing that is sort of an appetizer. Interesting Svara over here. Maisa Vezayis Bracha is for Biyashu, and says, a person in the Maisa does make a bracha. So you have the same bracha saying, you don't? And Vezayis Bracha says, the Maisa you do. Zayis Bracha goes on further and says, I others from Kotel B'Yashiv, not like me. It says, it really depends. If you're eating in America, in Eretzol, in America, the chassah is one way, in Eretzol, the chassah is a different way over here. They want to get around different chassahs over here, different suras, what to go eat. I'm not clear exactly what the chalukim over here are. One's Nicholas to do a gila, one's not part of the sudo. There are different ways to stand up B'Yashiv. He's brought down three different ways. The Maisa, again, we have a Chodesh Shani and a Scheinberg, the cash upon the Metzias over here, the Maisa. Our appetizers are not coming to help a person open up his digestive system to go eat. Void the Maisa, we have the place can come along with Shom Zalman and Vosner. Vosner says in Shuva, Mechin Ani Noyek, the Maisa, I make a bracha on the fruit before the Suda. Because that's the Maisa of Metzias over here. It's not coming to be a Dhamma to the Suda over here. Therefore, the Maisa, a person shouldn't make a bracha during the Suda. Again, the same bracha ends off. What do you got to do before you have the pass? Make a bracha on the parish before the Suda. Bichoshish. How much? Fine. Less than the shear. Make sure you have. Because you don't have more than the shear by a wizzy bracha chayna. Fine. Maisa have less than the shear. Once we went through the cases of Paris over here, numerous cases, let's go through the case of Yerokas, vegetables. Why are vegetables brought to the Suda? Says the Mishabura, very simple. Why is Chazeres and Kishuim, Mlafufonim, and Snoin and Mitzal being brought? They're not brought Machbas Asuda. They're brought either the Kinuach or to help you digest over here. Everyone knows the onions and radishes and cucumbers and horseradish, lettuce, I'm not sure what Chazeres means over here. That's not brought over here. For a case of lasbia, that's not part of the suda. That's part of the kinuach for dessert to help you digest. Most people read the Mishnah and like, what are you talking about? Salad is made for dessert. It's to help you digest food. How is chazeres? What does that exactly mean? What onions? What does that exactly mean over here? Eating onions to help you digest your food. The kinuach over here. Mice is interesting. I see the oil that's seen in the chavadas. The mice, they seem to go like the Mishnah. They might even have a tomato over here. You have cucumbers over here. A maisa you drew in the pseudo. He says, a maisa, you have to make a bracha. That's the kinuach. Or see once a machach, whether you got a whole tomato or half a tomato, was a kinuach, was a lasvia. The maisa, the bnei Ashkenaz, the cholopachas, the maisa, they come along on the mishabrua and they say two options. Either they say it's shver or the metziah changed. That means Yibshom Mazam, he says it's a pelo. Maisa, avadi bring vegetables to the pseudo, bo machmas a pseudo. Or the way how the Yashiv and the Chodeshoni of Shabbik say over, that was his metzias, and our eating habits, the maisa change. The only reason why we're being these things over here, on mitzad, bom machmas asudo, for svi over here. So Vada wants a bom machmas asudo, even if you choose to eat the vegetables like kinuach, it's not on the category of basar, and therefore looks like eat basar for dessert, eat these vegetables for dessert, but l'daitoi. The maisa will not make a brach upon them. That means, again, you have to know the klolim, not the cases. You read the mishmur, it sounds like vegetables during the meal, the maisa you make a brach. That's either a kasha mishmu or that's a matzias change that even the mishmu and the maestro agrees over here. If kapot changed, surely your vegetables change over here. That's partial over here. And therefore, the lacha is a person will not make a bracha on top of them. And even eat it for dessert. Now, mishmu does bring down the case of tzimis. He says over here, what you can do is you want to be choshish, make a bracha on something else over here. Maestro Chodeshani says, Bismazed, matzias says, nor bring tzimis for dessert. They have it during the meal. Now, tzimis, each one tells me different titles what it means exactly. I think it means carrots, right? Tzimis is carrots. No one ever brings it for dessert. Says the Chodeshani, Avada, it's Me'ikra Asudo. Avada, what's a locha? Bob Machmas Asudo. We would not make a bracha on top of it. They said, Liashu, negate to Zay, some olives. Don't bring it for dessert. Avada, it's Bob Machmas Asudo. They said, Shamak, world of salad. Now, people tell me make it drop different ways, but actually, whatever way you make world of salad. Mayonnaise and lettuce and Africa, well, everyone makes a drop different. Maestro Sharmik says today, you can say, however way you make it, but Maestro said, you don't bring it for dessert. But Maestro said, that's Bom Machmas Asudo. I mean, you read the Mishnah, it's not clarifying, but Maestro said, that's our Metzias, Bom Machmas Asudo. And therefore, a person, Maestro, does not make a bracha, but Teich Asudo. It's a case of Muslim lesbian. Again, Bala Taito, you eat meat for dessert. You eat meat for dessert. What's the halacha? Again, I have a brother who does that. I have a brother who eats meat for dessert. What do you do? People are poor, we're eating meat for dessert. What bracha? You tell me I'll make a bracha.
Without
tzemes? What? For dessert without tzemes? He just likes. I understand what you like. Listen, you eat potato chips. Maybe that's the same thing, right? Also, same shallow. Potato chips is. Now, once we have this klolim negeir to Paris and negeir to Iraq, is the klolim over here. Let's take Rosh Hashanah at night. We have someone over there, and we're eating these apple fruits. I mean, these vegetables over here, but Sadasuk of Simonim. Do we make a bracha on these things during the Suda? People make Kiddush, they wash, and they bring these things to the Suda. So, do we make a bracha on these things during the Suda? So, first, negate an apple. That the Taz writes in Tov Kofay Gibel. An apple is a case of the Kinoach. It's not Bob Machmas Asuda, Bob Machmas Simonim. So, the Taz of Vadi, make a bracha on the apple. Therefore, when Avi Machzor says you make a bracha, no problem. And it's brought down that way by the Matta Yehuda and the Eli Rabba and the Graz or Chashukim and Shabruah. They're all passing the apple. Avadi, you make a bracha. Now, Shiloh. The question is, when you bring the karti and the ruvia and the silka in English, that's leeks and beets and each one onto all different pictures in different machzorim, we have this thing you bring to the Suda. Are they machmas a Suda? The machmas was shana. Are they the kinuach? They point out what's really the Shiloh. We don't have them during the Suda. But if you would bring them during the Suda, what are you bring them for? For dessert or for the main course? Will be a side dish. That means if you would bring them, we never have them during the year. Some of us don't have it during the year. We don't have these leeks and beets and kuvias. But if you would bring kuvia, if you would bring it during the year, and you have it during the year, this Shabbos, would you serve it for dessert? No. Or don't we? For mazon. So now, what is this thing over here? Is it machmas asuda? But I never have it for the Suda. Well, you ran in that head. Machmas Rosh Hashanah. Machmas Simonim. Well, no, if I bring it for the Suda, be mitzad, what? Mitzad HaSuda. How exactly do you look upon it? Is that nichol neklal of Machmas HaSuda? You won't make a bracha on that? And the Chorinim grapple with that. It's a big shell among the Chorinim. At the end of the day, they say very simple to be Machmur, Kedarkoi. The Botan and Shlomo Zalman and Abba Yashiv and Chod Shani and Shtomach, they say what to go do. And a lot of people do that. They make a bracha, says Yashiv on a banana, or a domo, on a warm elm, inside a domo. The Shani says the same thing. Shlomo Zalman does say that Koro, not sure what Koro is, okay, different pictures. He said Koro the Maisa, if you bring them during the year, bring them for dessert, to make a bracha on the Koro, the case of Adamo. But fine, but they come along and clarify under what category is it? It's really nothing. It's like in between level over here. If you're bringing me machmas asudo, then you're bringing me tal rosh hashanah. The Yivus Hashem saying the Maisha should get around this question, and the Maisha not have it betalich asudo over here. I'm sorry, not have to make a bracha on something else over here. Another case of this cause, people have soup knots inside the soup. The soup knots, the Maisha are tofel. So another couple of minutes, I'll do that. Okay. Another case is by soup knots. The mice are, again, it's always in the soup. But let's say it's not in the soup, it's on the side. And you pick them up to gnash on them, to munch on them. What are you eating them for? That's the kinoach, that's the spiel, that's the mozzle. The mice are the is, the olatian, and the rash of this question. They tend to be ikka soup knots are lasbia for the soup. You choose to munch on them does not make you any different than bosser. And therefore, the fact that you're munching them on the mice will not make it into case of the kinoach, and therefore, that's one reason solely why a person not make a bracha on these soup knots by itself. It's the other reasons, that reason also. They get the ice cream at the end of the meal. The person make a bracha on ice cream. When ice is first, the case of ice cream over here. So the sfar why not to make a bracha on ice cream, and the Ari Yechidim will have this minig is, one is, those want taino. Once we have the Ulei Chazar of the Chavetz Chaim, anything bought machmas asuda is chelik of the suda. Every Shabbos you have an ice cream part of the suda. Shlomach has it sad. Say the mice is nichol get of the suda. So it's bought machmas asuda. The mice should not make a bracha. Again, if Shlomach has get involved, different types of ice creams in the market. Why they get involved? If ice cream has a get a mashko, what's mashko to end the meal? Mishmu was said earlier, so we could find out. The minig is not to make a bracha. Shell is why, but you don't make a bracha. So if it's nichol get a mashko, not to make a bracha. The Maisa, the Swarm, the Ikid does not seem to go this way. At the end of the day, ice cream is the kinoach. It's a situation over here that's not part of the suit over here. It's not Lasvi over here. The case over here is the kinoach. Therefore, Shlomo Zalman, and Rabbi Yashiv, and Dine Fisher, and Avozer, and the Zagirelitz, and the Neventel, and the Zoysa Bracha, the same Bracha, Shai Bracha, all the Brachas from, they come along with the Maisa, they pass through the Loch, is that we do make a Bracha on ice cream at the end of the meal. Again, to be fair, the Ilm quotes that they asked the Moshe this question. A Moshe, mice and ice cream, not to make a bracha and the meal. The others who follow the Moshe. His reason why? Because ice cream is mashka. Ice cream is mashka. Mashka, you don't make a bracha. Would you make a bracha at the end of the meal? Don't make a bracha on water at the end of the meal. Which they have a hard time understanding for two reasons. One is the Mishmur Be'etzem says by mashka, by Yain Seraf, he says the Meister during the meal, Shalat Taz Magavam. End the meal? How do you make a bracha? By mashka. So why is there in the mashka? Why the whole yisoid of mashka that we don't make a bracha and the meal? Because the eaf shechila belishtiya. What does that do with the case of ice cream? The lam just doesn't apply over here. Eaf shechila belishtiya. Eaf shechila beli ice cream. Who like my kids? Later. It's very hard to send the whole lam just over here. Why say it's a case of tefillah over here? So gam, it's not true by Moshe. It's pishmur from Moshe. The lam is very hard to understand the yisoid over here. And because again, the swam seems to be saying ice cream and the meal. I say do make a bracha. Now the early team wants to say ice cream. What? And yes, that's correct. And Gusman also said it's a get of my right. Gusman of Moshe, correct. Who? Okay. But you Rebbe your Berkowitz with the Maisa does make a bracha. Okay.
I'm sorry,
but someone Michalka drop more between ice cream and ices. I think that's my father's meaning. That those one time there is or latin and one time the ice is, that's really water. Ice cream, you say that's really, there's milk inside and there's eggs inside, all things inside. That has to get in a salad. But ice is, that's just frozen water. That's the mitzvah, what is. Again, we already mentioned one time the Sfarim did not want mechalek. We discussed what's the definition of oichel versus mashko. If the definition is how you put it inside your mouth, the gets the sugar bracha choyna. If you put it inside your mouth as a salad, it goes down as a liquid. The truth is, biyasha is a massive chiddush of the candy as a get of a liquid. He says it goes down as a liquid, and therefore you have this shear of bracha choyna of a candy like a liquid. It has to be within a couple of seconds. I see Zaysa Bach said that it has to be within 7 seconds, the shear of a revius over here. But Maisa Swam seems to go not the way the candy is nichol again of a Michael. Ice is nichol again of a Michael. And therefore, Mishlom Zalman and somehow Rabbi Yashim also said the get to Isis, the loch over here is. That's no, not somehow. It's also, because he doesn't hold this far. Even if it's a mashka, who cares? The mice of the lochavir is the mice of a person doesn't make a broken ice at the end of the meal. So again, the anhoga, most people are certainly ice cream. Also, it seems to be most people, some are switched, but even ices should be the same way over here. Shlomo Zalman does make a bracha on ices and ice cream at the end of the meal.
Tonight, you have ice cream.
Fine. So, right now, we finish Sif Aleph, Sif Gimel, and Sif Dalet. Bereshem, I'd like to tomorrow to do Sif Beis and Sif Hei, which we did not cover yet. Also, tomorrow and tonight, my son is making Bar Mitzvah. And therefore, Bez Hashem, tomorrow I'll bring my son in tomorrow to make a Bar Mitzvah Mitzad Chabura with my Mishpacha over here. And the plan is we'll have Chabura at 9:30. We finish Bez Hashem by 10. Have a L'chaim, have some Zainis, and we'll be Freilich over here. Not as Freilich as Purim, but the Mice will be a case of Mazel Tov. And my father wants to know, when does Ari give me Chazar Shir? That's the first thing he wants to know.
All the
shayas. I'll see everyone here tomorrow for Chabur 9:30 or for the Bar Mitzvah at 10 o'clock. And please, no need to schlep out tonight. And this is Bar Mitzvah tonight also. Right? No, whoever it is, I'm not telling anybody and no one's invited. And I can blame it on Corona. And my father is saying certain words, which if he wants, he can call everyone personally.
Why? Is there Josh on Zoom?
Can
we hear the speeches on Zoom? Can he hear speeches on Zoom?